Hello, everybody. Okay, for Christmas this year, I decided that I'm going to read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Okay, and pardon me, to make this as challenging and enjoyable for me as possible. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna do it in the hysterical literature style. I have my magic wand. God. Against my clit, basically, where it cannot be moved, at all. And, I'm going to turn it on, setting one, because I can't do this with setting two. And I'm going to attempt to read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" without fucking up too much. Oh, God. Okay. I've never actually read this out loud before, and sure as hell haven't ever read it this way. Okay. Let's do this. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, this is gonna be really harder than I thought it would be. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay. Okay, we're gonna have to start that again. Okay. Okay, I had to pull it away from my clip because I almost came really hard. And I really don't want to come until the end. I know that's cheating, but we're gonna try this again. Oh, God. Okay, again. Oh, fuck. Okay. Let's do this. Oh, my God. Okay. That was the night before Christmas. When all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Oh, the children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap. Oh, I had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Oh, went out on the lawn. There rose such a clatter. I sprang from the bed as to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew in like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. And what to my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer with a little old driver so lively and quick. I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. And all Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. Oh, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Oh. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane flew. When they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his hat pack. Oh, his eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, all merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. Oh, his drawn-like mouth was drawn up like a bow. Oh, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. Oh! The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it circled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump. All right, jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word. He went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, he gave a nod. Up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh. To his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, there he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all and to all, good night." Good.